When the night has come and the land is dark, all the moon is the only light we'll see. Well, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me, stand by me. If the sky we look upon should tumble and fall, and the mountains should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me, yeah. So darling, darling, stand by me, oh, stand by me.
Well, welcome to the African American Talk Radio Show on this Monday. We've got some dynamic guests today. Oh my God, it's been tremendous. We've been on the road celebrating birthday also this week. My co-host Sonia Bishop won't be with us tonight due to family business. We're going to miss Sonia tonight, but we're going to have two dynamic guests. And then by popular demand, I guess the ladies in the past few weeks enjoyed the tribute to Teddy Pendergrass, and so we're going to have that also going tonight. Again, we're just glad to have you on the African American Talk Radio Show on the Truth Network. November the 11th is the expansion of satellite radio, so we're looking forward to just taking the globe by storm. We've got Darren Cunningham the third, man, the young man. I'm happy and proud of his dad, and maybe we'll have his granddad on. I'm going to call him Darren, the pride of St. Louis right now. Boy, we're so proud of this young man. So we've gone to have our money man, well, the guy that's been responsible for most of the purchasing of the stations as radio, television, and a ton of great streaming services that will be launching November the 11th on the Truth Network. So we just thank you for being a part of tonight's segment on the African American Talk Radio Show. We're going to be right back in just a minute. This is Bishop Michael Biggs Sr. on the African American Talk Radio Show on the Truth Network.
Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson.
And I'm Frances Robinson.
We're excited about the launch of our new skincare lines called Get Ready for Men and My Girl for Women.
Both of these lines feature breakthrough technology in skincare and some of the most cutting-edge formulations ever developed.
Frances and I will both be presenting these amazing new products. After all, who better to help me present them than my girl?
We look forward to working with you.
Hey, this is Miss Toya, host of Real Talk on 88.1, The Truth, a global experience. I'll be coming to you weekly discussing topics you really want to hear. Real Talk with Miss Toya will bring you trending topics on relationships, business, what's hot, what's not, everything. Find me on satellite radio at 88.1 The Truth. That's 881thetruth.com. Trust me, there will not be a dull moment on Real Talk with Miss Toya. I can't wait.
We can't wait. Boy, Miss Toya's show is already... We're just calling a new hit on the satellite. This is Bishop Michael Biggs Sr. without my co-host tonight. I feel lonely, lost, and turned out without my co-host, Sonia Bishop, taking care of family business due to the passing of her father-in-law. So if Sonia is again in our prayers tonight and keep her up, we won't beat on it tonight. She's going through some things. That she's going to be fine. She'll be with us next week, broadcasting live on an event that we're going to have in Florida. So it's going to be great. Hey, I'm excited about what I'm about to do here. I love this young man. Love the whole family, part of this family. Let's go. Let's go to Las Vegas, Nevada right quick. There's the Cunninghams on the line tonight. One, two, what?
Yes, I am.
How you doing?
Yes, we are. He is, brother. 5-7 delivered.
Grandpa, you act like you got some sense. Let's hear more from the first. How's everybody doing tonight?
All right, man. We fine.
Good, man. Good. I'm as proud tonight. Man, we've had everybody on here from Smokey to Barry, you name it. But I'm so excited to have, man, Darren Cunningham III and then dad and son and grandson and all of this good stuff. I've watched it grow and go and watched the moves that you've made, the moves over the years your grandfather's made, and your dad is there with you. Tell us a little bit about what's going on. I think you're 5-0 now, and I know you're the pride of St. Louis. Come on in, and the African American Talk Radio Show is yours. Come on, DC3.
As you all know, I'm
5-0
right now. I'm working with my great friends. I'm a promotional company. You know, at Delahaney Promotions, I'm also co-promoting with him as well. The DC3 promotion, so you know, be on the lookout for us. You know, we're doing some great things inside and outside the ring. We are the future for the youth. Like, we are the future of America, basically. You know, not only for boxing, but worldwide. So that's going to be the difference.
And that's out of Las Vegas.
Yes.
Give us a little more detail. What can we be? When will you be? Have you already launched? Are you ready to roll? Things you want to tell our global audience? They want to hear what you've got to say tonight. The lines are lit up. We could have some call-ins, but we're going to continue to move on. But they want to hear what you got to say, so it's all yours. Just let it rip.
Yeah, as of right now, we're still in the process of putting all the pieces of the puzzle together, you know, so... You know, I'm working day in and day out, not only with the boxing, but we're working on our own business as well. We're working on getting a fitness facility right now so we can help train people and get their bodies fit, you know, as well as learning how to fight as well. So,
that's all located, be located in Vegas?
Located in Vegas. I mean, that's where we're stationed at now. That's where we're going to start. So we look to, you know, make it worldwide.
Wow, man, that's fantastic. Tell us a little bit about you. What's your record right now?
As of right now, I'm 5-0 with 3 knockouts.
Five and zero and 3 knockouts. That sounds like my record in my early days. So, let me see. You got your dad there with you?
Yes, I'm on the phone.
Man, how are you doing?
Darren Cunningham II. You got listening to 3 generations at one time. First, second, and third is on the phone. So, yeah,
isn't that something?
It's been a long time coming. And we look forward to, you know, setting some good examples, being trendsetters of America, and, you know, trying to bring us to the next level.
And man, you guys have always been, from your grandpa, and we're going to hear from him. Man, that sounds so crazy, boy. We've been together so long. I'm daddy 3 somewhere, and I mean daddy 2. But, man, it sounds so like having 3 generations, man. I remember we all came together, man. It was almost doing some things like this, and we've been together this long. And the hardest job that I'm feeling tonight, let's let Grandpa come in. Call him Grandpa. Boy, isn't that something? DC, the original. How are you tonight, man?
Hey, I'm fine, man. I'm just honored to be here, man. Just, you know... Always talking, you know, being with the bishop is always a blessing, and to be blessed to have my son and my grandson with me, it's a win-win for me. That means God is able, you know.
It's been a rough road,
and we just believe in God, and we just keep our eye on the prize. So, you know, We're just excited to be here tonight.
I don't know three finer gentlemen, man. I watch your entrepreneurial skills, and you've been a partner and friend of mine a long time. I know where DJ gets his entrepreneurial mindset, and so I know he's passed it on to the third.
Yes.
For the third to be young, I know he's old in this. And what I mean, when we were just watching him just box in the gyms, et cetera, he already had poise and confidence. There are very few young people nowadays that have confidence who are not arrogant with it. This kid is so humble. You know, I don't want to say it just because I know him, but if I had to pick a poster kid, this guy would be it. You know, this kid belongs on Wheaty Boxes for real. You understand? When anybody who gets behind what he's doing, I'm telling all of our listeners, and we've got them lit up tonight. I'm looking at Philadelphia, New Jersey, New York, Kansas City. We've got them over in Milan, Italy tonight. So they're global. This young man, DC3, is destined. He's got God on his side, God-given skills. But I want to put that on hold for a minute just to say again, if there are any parents who are looking for good role models to find, and just to say that as far as African-American young men that they're not going, I'm here to tell them that that's not the truth. These young men, my son, this young man, tons around who's been in this group for years, are living proof of what can be done with the right backing and mentoring. So, Grandpa, we want to shout out to you tonight for helping instill that in DJ, and DJ's instilled it in his son. And this, I'm excited about what's going on. When's the next fight, DC3?
The next fight was supposed to be this Saturday coming up, but you know, I put a little strategic thinking behind it, and I'm gonna wait until another month or so, you know, because I want to step up my rounds. Instead of going four rounds, the next time I step out, I want to be willing to go six rounds. So I'm gonna put a little extra overtime into the lab to where I'm able to compete at a high level for six rounds. So I'm not gonna fight this week.
Are you having? Let me ask you, by you being up and coming, and you're 5-0, are you finding that a lot of people want to fight you?
Of course.
That's
not gonna be until my career ends. You know, just because of who I am and you know what I stand for. I'm at a fight every day of my life.
You better say it, boy. Boy, you said that like a true Cunningham. Oh man! So going some extra rounds, you just want to beat up on some folk a little longer because you're gonna keep winning and winning. So you're gonna you've been fighting, I think. What, out of Mexico or where?
Yes, I have.
How do you pick? That's good. Take us in the ring. Give us what DC3 does to prepare for a fight.
Well, I'll tell you about what I do when I fight in Mexico, and you know the whole logic behind what I'm doing. You know, like you have to. You don't just do things for no reason. It has to be a purpose on, you know, what I'm doing. So with that being said, this is what I'm working towards. When I go to Mexico, all the odds were against me. You see what I'm saying? It's like my back against the wall. What do you do when you're back against the wall? Either you're going to rise to the occasion or you're going to fold. So with me being 5-0, I mean, that's self-explanatory. Not only that, it's nurturing me, so when I do come home or when I do come into the United States, then what? Everybody is for me. So with that being said, everybody's on my side. You know, so I'm showing you that I'm a true champion to where I can go in someone's territory and take what's mine. Point blank period.
Wow, man. What's your weight? That bantamweight, is that correct?
Super bantamweight, 122.
Super bantamweight, and that's from what weight to what?
Probably just 122 pounds.
122 pounds, bro. And yes. I believe that pitch probably feels like what?
I'm still going, so say that again.
That fist probably from 122 pounds, that fist probably feels like 500 pounds.
Of course. I don't know about this, but when you got the backing that I have with the club, the family, and everybody, and it's everybody versus you, so we're going to see what you're going to do.
Wow, man. DJ, come on in on the line real quick, son.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tell me, we watched you grow. You're watching your son grow, and all of us are doing this together. Exactly what part of from? I think you make the biggest support that your son could have. Support no one can do and look after him like you can. So that's great that you made this big move from home here in St. Louis, packed up everything and moved to support your son and support the vision. I know you can't really describe it to the T, but tell me exactly kind of how you feel. But I know how I feel and how I'm sure your dad feels watching you. Hey, we've gone from pagers plus to you name it, we've all done it together. So tell me about, you're already basically established. You've got stuff going, and then I know you feel this fatherly drive. And the reason this is important for me tonight is because this is the generation, your dad, your son, and you, myself, and our inner circle, on how important family and how important, you know, us instilling black male things into young African American men. Tell me how you feel seeing your son evolve.
Oh, man, where do I start at? I mean, first and foremost, it's not easy. I start by saying that. And the way I was raised with my dad, you know, it was no nonsense. So, of course, I mean, kids gonna be kids. When I was a kid, I snuck off into some things I had no business. And then when I had my first son, once he became of age, it made me realize, you know, I don't want to be dead or in jail, and my son has to be raised by the streets. So I chose to change my lifestyle. And for the most part, it'll be a year, October 15th, that we moved to Las Vegas. And it's safe to say, man, it's the best move I ever made.
Wow.
I don't regret nothing. And where we came from, it's like, it's possible. Or anything's possible. You know, my son has been on pitches with all the major stars that you can name. Chris Brown, Floyd Mayweather, Stephen A. Jackson, Tank. I mean, the list goes on. And this is a kid that came from downtown St. Louis. You know, right by the right next to the White Castle on North Florida. You know, so it's possible. You know,
wow.
You got to keep on pushing. And it's not easy. He'll be 21 April 30th, and it's like I don't even know what to say about this guy. It's unbelievable. No kids, no tattoos, no drugs, no gangs. It's nothing bad I can say about him.
That's, wow,
that's extremely rare coming from where he came from. You know,
man,
he's always been a good kid, always been respectful, always been knowledgeable, always paid attention, always listened. I mean, the list goes on with this guy.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Definitely. Okay.
Wow. This is, hold on, everybody. This is Bishop Michael Beck Sr. on the African American Talk Radio Show on the Truth Network. We'll be back with Three Generations of Cunninghams in DC3 in just a minute.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Davies, and I'm the owner of the Every.Black family of websites. After nearly 30 years of computer experience, I spent over 2 years developing a series of websites that helps African Americans become successful in the information age, in their businesses, and in their careers. We support our members by highlighting them in a weekly email announcement. We create a monthly directory where every member has a full-page display. And this directory is available on any of our websites as a free download. One of the largest advantages of joining the Every.Black family is the ability to network with all of the other members. Members are doing business with one another every day. It's only $99.99 a year, or $9.99 a month. You can't beat the price. On top of that, we have also partnered with the Truth Network to provide a 10% discount for anyone joining and using the discount code of TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, when signing up. On top of that, we are also donating an additional 10% to a nonprofit. For less than $10 a month or $100 a year, it's an absolute no-brainer. To see all of our websites, go to every.black and click on the join button. That's every.black. Or if you're an entrepreneur, go to everyblackentrepreneur.com. Click on the sign up button and join today. You can reach us at 919-265-8045. That's 919-265-8045. Or email me at Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, at every, E-V-E-R-Y, dot black, B-L-A-C-K. We hope to hear from you soon. Sign up today and become a part of the Every.Black family of websites.
We're back. This is Bishop Michael Bates Sr. on the African American Talk Radio Show on the Truth Network. DJ, we just heard from you. Let's go to Grandpa. Grandpa.
Hey, how everybody doing, man? You know I'm excited, you know?
I want to ask you the same question you just asked DJ. Watching your son evolve, I've been there, so I'm part of that, so I understand. But you see your son and your grandson. Tell me how you feel. I know how I feel, but I don't know. Tell me how you feel.
Well, first of all, I am so blessed to have two good kids in my life. Grown man and two young men. And I'm blessed. You know, I used to be so hard on DJ. Everybody thought, well, then you hard. I said, son, I'm hard on you because I didn't want you to be a product of the street. Just because you live in the hood don't mean you got to do what the hood's doing. And I've always been entrepreneurs, right? I've always instilled in them that you guys have to be entrepreneurs. You have to make your own way. You know, it's okay to have a job, but God got something a lot greater than a job for you, you know? And I really just always instilled it in them. Just step out on faith. Keep trusting God. When I came around you, you taught me the faith part about it, how to pray to God for things. And now we are who we are because of you guiding us to God. And I instilled that in my these two right here. And they understand, you know, we entrepreneurs and we happily, you know. Trey is doing his thing. DJ and I, we have our trucking company, you know, with other family members also. But we all, you know, we just been entrepreneurs, you know, and we just excited that things are really happening for us right now. We just signed our major contract last Monday. We had two trucks that went out Monday, and we got seven more going out within the end of the month. So I just thank God, you know, for just trusting him, you know, and I'm going to keep assuring these brothers and make sure they're on the right path. And I really don't have to guide them about the right path. They know about the right path now.
Oh,
so
yes.
My work is done. You know, my work is really done. I can relax now. Yeah. And, of course, I got two grandkids by your daughter. You know, I focus on them right now. You know, I just thank God I can just focus on everything else right now. You know, they the
right.
kids. You know, and the grandkids, other grandkids. Right. I'm just grateful.
Man, let me ask this question really quick here because time, I mean, I wish we had time to go into call-ins, but we've got, tonight we've got almost every line blinking except two, so that's, man, that's fantastic. When will we be getting to the States? Is that some way off? Or when will St. Louis or the surrounding areas get to purchase some seats to see DC3?
Hopefully in the New Year. That's the plan.
By the New Year, man.
2018. And I'm not saying that it would be in St. Louis, but it would be...
Right. Oh, no. No, somewhere in the snow. I'm just trying to keep everybody up on those. where you're at, because I want to make sure everybody gets behind you, man. Everybody.
Oh, we'll be back on the radio show, Bishop.
Oh, no, we're going to keep this part up
right now.
Our satellite launch is November the 11th, and some of the biggest in the business. So I definitely want to make sure that he's a regular and you guys are regular so that we can keep everything just moving. Time is running short here. DC3, if you had anything that you wanted to leave with the people on any way they needed to contact you, how do they stay up with you? What's your Facebook account, Twitter? How do people follow the career of DC3?
They can follow me on Instagram at Darren Cunningham III. They can add me on Facebook at Darren Cunningham. Yeah, that's about it. I want them to keep supporting me. You know, this is what I do it for, you know, my family and the people. I'm an entertainer. Right. So, that being said,
I'm so proud of you. My belt size, when I got on the phone tonight and walked into the studio, my belt size was a 38, man. I'm a 42. I'm so proud of you tonight, man. DJ, what? Anything you want to close out with tonight?
Follow your dreams and keep pushing, man. Don't ever give up because it ain't over until the man upstairs says it's over.
All right. We've got one that the engineer here is giving to me to ask you guys. Probably doesn't have anything to do with the fight, but has to do with you being in Las Vegas. With all the craziness that's been going on in the past couple of weeks, DC3, where were you at during that time? And Dan, where were you at during the Vegas trauma?
Oh, during that time, I was on the strip about 5 minutes away. I was eating at Benihana, but then once I saw it on the news, you know, I hurried up and got home. Got in safe. So.
Wow, you were 5 minutes away. Wow.
Yes.
Wow. So you could actually see all the you know, drama and.
I had no idea what was going on until I looked at the news in the restaurant, and it was like, oh, it's a massive shooting, you know, down the street. So, you know, be safe. So my first thought was, it's time for me to get home.
Right.
That's exactly what I did.
Wow, man. How's Vegas right now? I know it's in chaos, but is it kind of back to normal?
It was back to normal the following day.
It's back to normal the following day.
The strip was backpacked again. I couldn't believe it.
Wow, man. DC3, thank you for being our guest tonight on the African American Talk Radio Show on the Truth Network, man. We love you. DJ, you know how we feel about you. And hey, Pop, Grandpa, let's keep up the good work. This is Bishop Michael Baker.
Three generations of Cunningham. Thank you.
Three generations. Man, we're glad.
Too many people say that.
Love you guys.
Too many say that.
Real soon.
Okay, love
you. I love you too, Bishop. Thank you.
All right, thank you. This has been Bishop Michael Bakes on the African American Talk Radio Show on the Truth Network. Three generations of Cunningham, DC3. Man, keep it up. We're proud of you. Happy to have you on the show tonight. We'll be back in a minute. Boy, we're about to go higher. We'll be back in just a minute with our next special guest. Hi, this is Bishop Michael Bakes Sr., the business bishop, CEO of Truth Radio and Television Network. We're a streaming broadcast station bringing tools to take you to the next level with mission-driven messages, best in entertainment, advice, resources from some of the most influential businesses, ministries, and relationship, as well as personal development leaders in the world. Inspiring everyday people with a true passion for love, life, business, and what they do best. If you'd like to take what you do to the next level, your exposure is based upon your expansion. Your expansion is based upon your exposure. What we'd like to do is to help you get to the next level. If you'd like to partner with us, if you've enjoyed the program that you're now listening to, give us a call at 818-280-8198. 818-280-8198. And if you have something that you'd like to share with the world, give me a call, 818-280-8198. Remember, truth crushed to earth will rise again.